The powerful community work they are tackling ended up reflecting about four critical areas. They're fighting to change systems that criminalize people of color in ways that drive clear, racially biased patterns of disparate treatment in policing, in justice systems, and mass incarceration. Systems that rob communities and people of color of their sense of safety, their freedom, and the value of their lives by the very systems that are supposed to protect and serve all fairly. They're fighting to change systems that economically marginalize people of color. Issues like community development and tenants' rights that displace them from neighborhoods they can no longer afford. Racial discrimination and access to capital as they strive to build a business, a nonprofit, or buy a home. Their treatment and rights as workers in the economy where it is their labor that is creating Greater Miami's prosperity. They're building creative, collective alternatives for simple, basic food security and access to fresh, healthy foods, while also advocating for policy solutions that address why their communities are food deserts, where it's difficult to buy affordable and good quality fresh food. And they're working broadly to alter public consciousness and historical understanding, to build engagement and allyship, to strengthen and support leaders inside their communities. All of these are essential to shifting mindsets, priorities, and narratives needed for real systemic change. We can see if influence is growing as groups gain attention and response to their needs and demands, as they get into spaces once closed to them, as they are proactively sought out to shape solutions. We know power is listening, and we can see wins where something shifts. They may start out as small and incremental, but they build on each other over time. And without them, we know for certain the big wins needed will never happen.